He'd been dreaming of playing again. It happened a lot. Perfect volleys, running across the court with his racket, backhanding the ball at his opponent in a zinging, unreturnable shot that skimmed over the net. His knee was loose and pain-free. The sun was high and warm, and Porter Davis woke to the insistent buzzing from his nightstand. His heart pounded for a minute, and he wiped his eyes, confused, but then realized it was his phone ringing. He stared blearily at the display for a long second before he realized who was calling him in the middle of the night. His boss. Well, his boss slash best friend. Practically a big sister. What the hell? Marisol, hello. He looked at his wall clock to make sure something wasn't wrong with his phone. No, it was nearly 3 a.m.
Porter, darling, can you come to the hospital?
Marisol's voice was trembling. It scared him. He'd never met anyone as strong as Marisol Valenzuela, and to hear her so shaken made his gut drop. He shoved his covers aside and started to move. What's wrong? Porter was suddenly very awake, all thoughts of tennis and the sun long gone.
Father, she choked out. We've lost him.
Porter froze in place, halfway out of bed. A tight, uncomfortable chill dripped down his spine.
Hector? He whispered. He had a heart attack, sweetheart. It was over quickly.
Marisol's voice was thick like she'd been crying.
They tried to revive him on the way here, but they couldn't.
I'm on my way. Where are you? Porter couldn't keep the tremble out of his voice. Marisol would need him to be the tough one, but his gut was churning. He gritted his teeth and waited.
Overlake, she told him.
Her voice sounded a little less shaky than it had a few moments ago, like she was trying to get herself together.
I'm in the emergency room waiting area. I don't know what to do.
I'll help you. Just sit tight, and I'll be there as soon as possible. Porter said goodbye to Marisol, tried to stand, and leaned over to grip his dresser when his knees buckled. He had to help her. He did. But the shock of Hector's loss was starting to steamroll over him. It didn't seem real. They'd just spoken at dinner time. Hector had seemed fine. Porter retched and thought he might throw up, but a few deep breaths told him he could keep going. Porter struggled his way into a pair of sweats and a long-sleeve t-shirt. He shoved on a pair of running shoes he'd helped Hector develop and grabbed his keys and wallet from the tray on his dresser. He'd barely gotten downstairs when the front door opened and his sister Perry tiptoed in.
Porter?
She jumped a bit and put her hand to her chest.
Why are you awake?
She looked exhausted, pale-faced after a double shift in the emergency room of UW Medical. Her ponytail was sagging, and even her scrubs looked crinkled and saggy. He hated to pile anything on top of her. Porter didn't even know how to say it out loud. It seemed impossible. Hector had been immortal to him.
Hector died, sis. Marisol is sitting at the hospital, but she didn't sound good. I don't want her to be there alone.
Perry gasped and rounded their kitchen table to draw Porter into a tight hug.
I thought he was so healthy. Oh my God.
She took a few deep breaths.
I'll go with you.
You haven't slept, he said. Stay home.
I took a nap in the break room earlier. I'll keep you company. I wouldn't sleep anyway now. I want to be with you guys.
He doubted Perry would be convinced, and he didn't have the mental strength to argue with her. So Porter gestured for her to lead out the door. It was chilly on the lake, and Porter shivered in the early morning fog as they walked along their dock to the parking strip. When they got to the car, Perry reached out, wrapped her hand around Porter's arm, and squeezed.
Sorry, babe. I know Hector was important to you, too. I want to help any way that I can.
Porter covered Perry's hand with his own and squeezed back.
It's going to be really weird without him, he said.
They were going into a different world, one without Hector Valenzuela at the helm of everyone's lives. Porter barely knew what they were supposed to do. They were quiet on the way to the hospital. Perry turned on the radio but kept the volume low. Porter supposed it was good they were out in the middle of the night and going the wrong way from morning traffic into downtown Seattle. It would have taken forever to get to Marisol otherwise.
What's going to happen at Sparta?
Perry asked. Porter shook his head. I don't know. It felt horrible to even think about the company without its patriarch's presence. But it was reality.